I'm saying this right now to my children. Don't move me into your home. Don't keep me alive longer than I need to be. Like, please. I don't know what kind of a pill you need to slip into my water bottle, but slip it in. Because I'm not having some stranger changing my diapers. I am not going to be living in a home where someone is not putting in like my little hair extensions and putting my makeup on or giving me lashes every day. No, I don't want to live that way. One or both of your parents are getting older. Things are getting complicated, stressful, overwhelming, and you don't know what to do. Hey, you're not alone. It's so weird when like one day you look at your parents and you realize like it feels like overnight they suddenly became old people. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's a very complicated, sometimes very overwhelming season of your life. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the realistic expectations, like what you're going through, how to quiet some of the overwhelm, some of the things you need to think about, some of the things that you might be going through, and in hopes that I can make things a little bit easier for you. My hope is that with the information that I'm going to share with you today and my own personal experience, that I can make life a little bit easier for you in this very trying time. Hey, my name is Chalene Johnson. Welcome to the Chalene Show, where today, the reason why we're talking about this is because so many of you are in this season. Number one, we're keeping our loved ones alive longer. Life has gotten more complicated, more difficult. And for many of us, because of the age that we are, we're like in the sandwich generation, where you maybe have kids who are about to be adults or they're young adults. And at the same time, you also feel as though you are responsible for your aging parents or you're parenting your aging parents. And this stuff is so complicated. It is so overwhelming. It is so stressful. And how do we end up here? Like, didn't we just graduate from high school? I swear to God, I just graduated from high school. How did this happen? It makes no sense to me. And unfortunately, there is no specific rule book for us to follow because each and every one of our situations are completely different. Like, there's so many factors that impact the relationship you have with your aging parents and how difficult, how stressful, and how overwhelming that season can be. Things like their financial situation, your financial situation, where you live, whether you get along with your siblings, your birth order, what type of disease or ailments your parents might be suffering from, a past history of abuse or trauma, your current relationship with your parents, the circumstances of your own busy life, if you have strained communications in your family, whether your parents are in denial or open to having these discussions. If you're someone who listens to The Chalene Show on an audio podcast, I love that. Thank you for leaving your 5-star review. Don't forget, we also have a YouTube episode of the same exact show. It's kind of fun to see like some of the visual elements that we put into the mix. And then you always get to see like, okay, how's she wearing her hair and makeup that day? And what's going on? Where are they today? Anyways, it's complicated. And it can be very overwhelming and stressful because emotions run high and you have your own life going on. So sometimes it feels like when it rains, it pours. Am I right? It's like when everything is going haywire in your life with your immediate family, then suddenly it seems that's when things start to fall apart with your parents. For those of you that don't know, I'm just going to give you a little backstory. So my husband's father, Bob Johnson, he was just a legendary football coach. I've talked about him a couple episodes ago where I did like kind of a lifer update and talked about a recent medical scare that he had. But he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's by going to, we knew it was happening. His own father had died of Alzheimer's as well. And when we noticed that Bob's cognition was declining, he was forgetting names. He was doing such a remarkable job of covering it up. And even when he was like kind of aware that it was happening, he was in such denial. This man is so proud and is still so proud. There was never a day where he would acknowledge what was going on. And you have to just go with what they want. I think that's the first piece of advice that I have for you. Hello, you are not going to change your parents. You're not going to change who they are. You're not going to change the history. In fact, if anything, they're going to double down and the parts of their personality that drove you crazy are going to be like exemplified as they age because they don't care anymore. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really important to remember. It's also important to remember that they may change because their brain is changing in ways that you could never have expected. Like, it's not uncommon for your parents as they age, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's or just declining health, to find that they become more obsessive, angry, inappropriate, suspicious. These personality changes sometimes happen when people start to age. And again, the brain is aging too. And sometimes that means their personalities change. And that's like the hardest thing, because you remember your parents, like especially like your dad. You remember him being big and strong, and they're the ones who protected us and they took care of us. And now the roles have been reversed, and it's weird. It's weird, and it's also a grieving process.
Maybe you've considered using CBD to help you to become more relaxed, to deal with anxiety, or to deal with aches and pains. I personally find that CBD combined with a few other really important all-natural ingredients for sleep have changed my bedtime routine. But I do want to mention that there are other ways you can use CBD, because it is a natural product, to help eliminate inflammation, to help with anxiety, with depression, sleep issues, back pain, joint pain, lots of other solutions. I can't go to bed at night without taking my sleepy gummies. However, you should keep in mind that you get 15% off everything Soul makes when it comes to their CBD products, which are 100% organic. They are made here in the USA. They have zero THC, so you don't have to worry about getting high. And not only is that a claim that they make, they third-party lab test all of their products, so you can rest assured that what you're getting is actually what's on the label. But if you're in the United States and you'd like to get 15% off all of the CBD products that they make, including CBD products for your pets, go to getsoul.com/Shaleen. That gives you 15% off, and that 15% is taken at checkout. A lot of you have said, I've added it to the cart and I don't see the discounts. It is when you go to checkout that you will see the 15% is automatically taken off the total. Again, that's getsoul.com/Shaleen for 15% off.
It's weird, and it's also a grieving process, because you kind of, it's what I've heard called ambiguous grief, where it's like you can't put your finger on, like no one has passed away. You haven't lost anyone. Your parent hasn't passed, but yet who they were is gone. And so you don't even know how to put your finger or how to describe the feeling that you're having, but it's like ambiguous grief. It's like grief, but I'm not sure what I'm grieving, because this person is still here, yet what I remember of them is gone. And I think that's really important to remember, because I see so many people fighting against that and trying to force their parents to be who they once were, and it's just, it ain't gonna happen. So as Bob's cognitive abilities started to decline, and we pretty much knew he had Alzheimer's, we also started to involve the help of medical professionals. And so this is my first tip for you. Don't go it alone. Listen, family never listens to family. Like, you can talk until you're blue in the face to a family member. You can tell them over and over and over, here's what your problem is. Let me just tell you what your problem is. You can tell them over and over and over, and they're like, psh, like they hear nothing. It's like, la, 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 la. And then their friend or somebody on the news or whatever, they can hear the same exact thing from somebody else. And they're like, you're not going to believe what so-and-so just told me. And you're like, yeah, I know. I've been trying to tell you that for years. That is why it's really important. If you've got family members and they're struggling to acknowledge what's going on with them from a health perspective, because you're in their eyes, they're the parent and you're still the child, even though they're obviously less capable in some instances, and they're just not aware. There's still this in their mind, you don't know as much as them. You could never know as much as them because they're the parent. In which case, it's really beneficial to lean on healthcare professionals. So what we did, what we decided to do, was to have Bob's brain scanned at the Amen Clinic. And even though he still didn't want to admit they had Alzheimer's, it was helpful not just for him. It was also helpful for his wife to understand this process and for us to get an assessment. And he kind of needed that assessment. Here's why we did it. It wasn't just so that he would accept that he had Alzheimer's. He doesn't need to accept that. And your parent doesn't need to accept whatever it is that they're dealing with. You can't force that to happen. But what we did need to make sure was happening is that he wasn't driving. We knew that it was getting to the point where he shouldn't be driving. And a lot of times there's a power dynamic between if both parents are still alive, like they can just be the worst people for each other in this stage, right? Because if all their married lives, like if for 60 years, he's been in charge and she's used to him calling all the shots, and now he wants to continue driving, like it was almost impossible. You know, she just didn't feel like she had the ability to tell him, no, you can't. And she just, I don't want to get into too many personal details because it's not entirely my story or my place, but it's not uncommon for there to be this really uncomfortable dynamic between older married parents where it complicates things even more. Are you with me? Please share your stories. I mean, if you're listening to this, you can put your feedback either in the Pod Squad, which is my Facebook group. All these links, by the way, are in our show notes. Or if you're on Patreon, you can comment there because I think this is a great episode for us to connect with each other. It is so powerful to have community. You can learn so much from each other and just feel like you're normal. So we had the doctor basically tell him, and by the way, we had a conversation with the doctor in advance. We said, here's what we're dealing with. Our objective is for you to explain to him that it is no longer safe for him to drive. And we worked with the Amen Clinic to come up with the right scenario that would work for Bob. And here's what we did. We said, okay, Bob. So the doctor said, unfortunately, I can't legally, as a medical professional, I can't allow you to continue to drive a motor vehicle with this condition we see here in your brain. So what I'd like for you to do is follow this protocol. Here's how I want you to eat. Here's how I want you to exercise. And he gave him all these things that could slow the progression of Alzheimer's. I don't remember if Dr. Amen called it Alzheimer's with Bob, but he said, you know, cognitive decline, things that, again, he was working with the patient. And you've got to think about that. Like, your goal isn't to be right. Your goal isn't to be like the savior. Your goal is to do what's right and to figure out how you have to do that. You know when they say you're parenting your parents? Do you remember when you were parenting your little kids and you had to like find kind of like creative ways for them to eat their vegetables or creative ways to like manipulate them to do things? Do you know what I mean? You kind of have to do that with your adult parents too because reason goes out the window. So we had him say, if you follow all these protocols and you can improve your brain health, what we can do, Bob, is do another assessment. And if I see all these improvements, I'd love to be able to give your driver's license back. That's all Bob needed. Unfortunately, because his Alzheimer's had already progressed so far, unfortunately or fortunately, he didn't remember that conversation and soon thereafter forgot that he even wanted to drive. So I do want to say this. Every case of Alzheimer's, dementia, every situation of an aging parent, whether your parent has Parkinson's or just type 2 diabetes or they're just no longer themselves, maybe they're dealing with depression, very common in the older population, very common. Because if they don't have something they're waking up for and having purpose for every single day, the decline of their mental health is fast, it's swift. Every one of your situations is different. How you deal with them is different. I'm telling you, you've got to be the bigger person. You've got to be more creative. You've got to be more grace-giving. You've got to be more forgiving. You've got to be more patient. And you have to be less controlling. You just have to ask yourself, okay, like what's important here with my parents? Okay, so a few of you have noticed that I've stopped talking about a bra company that I used to talk about all the time. And I got an Instagram DM. Someone said, do you still love fill in the blank bra? And I said, no, that's why I don't talk about them anymore, because I found a better bra. I found a better bra from Honey Love. So many of the girlies that I follow were talking about this bra, and I'm like, all right, let me check it out. Tried it, fell in love with it, asked them to be show sponsors, and here we are. My new favorite bra is the Honey Love bra. I also love that they're giving you, the listener, 50% off when you go to honeylove.com/Shalene. But let me tell you why I love this bra, because it doesn't feel like you're wearing a bra. And they don't use underwire. It's so comfortable. This is the kind of bra that you're going to forget that you're actually wearing a bra, which I know sounds impossible, but it's not. Now, their best seller is a crossover bra. It's super comfortable. It's sexy. It's got like mesh on it. Again, no underwire. What I love about these bras is the material that they're made out of. You're not going to feel like you're suffocating. They actually breathe. And they use this like this fabric that smooths out your back and you don't get back rolls from wearing a bra. I mean, how amazing is that? Even full price, I would recommend this bra, but because you are a listener of The Shalene Show, you get 50% off. So now it's a no-brainer. Try it yourself. I want to know what you think. Go to honeylove.com/Shalene. That link is also in our show notes. When you go to that link, you'll automatically get 50% off. You're welcome. You just have to ask yourself, okay, like what's important here with my parents? Our own situation got pretty complicated because it starts to take a toll on the caregiver and it started to take a toll on Brett's mother many years before, like even just as he started to decline and he could no longer do the things that he once did. Like he was a guy who was in charge of everything. Like he ran the show. He ran the city. He ran the football team. He ran everybody. He told everybody what to do. So if you can imagine if you were married to somebody who did everything and then suddenly they can't do anything. It was a really difficult transition for her. And, you know, you just can't judge anyone and how they're going to deal with it unless you've lived their life and you're in their shoes. You just can't. So don't try. You can't judge your siblings who want no part or don't have the time or don't have a care to help with your parents and you do. Like your birth order and who you are as a person also has a lot to do with whether it's why you're listening to, like, listen, the sibling who's not interested at all, and maybe they're interested, but they're just too busy or whatever. They just are like, no, I'm living my own life. I'm too busy. I'm too far away. You are the one who actually cares, and you're the one who's going to do the education. But please hear me clearly when I say this. Resentment will eat you alive. There's nothing you can do with it. It's only going to poison you. Your siblings or sibling or people around you, or maybe it might even be one of your parents doesn't want to help or doesn't want to partake in caring for the other spouse. There are going to be people who step up and there are going to be people who step away. And then there are going to be people who they want to contribute by sending you some money. And then there will be those who want to contribute by criticizing everything you're doing. It's all normal. Rise above it. You've been given a special role. You can only do your best. But you need to remember that your life comes first. And too often, the caregiver ends up dying before the person who they're caring for. It takes a toll. I've heard it said that when you are the sole caregiver for someone else, it doesn't just take everything. It literally takes everything. And by everything, I mean it can deplete your health, your other relationships, your mental state, your physical well-being, your bank account. You have to remember there needs to be boundaries. Eventually started to take a major toll on Brett's mom's health. And that was just like, I mean, just the stress that you feel. It becomes this like, it's all you think about. It's all you talk about. It's all the phone calls. It's all the text messages. Am I right? And it just feels like it just takes over your life. And it's hard because, you know, people don't want to hear about it. It's negative. And it feels like there's no resolution. Eventually, we moved Bob into the home with Brett and I. And that did take a toll on us. It took a major toll. My recommendation to you is this. Do the research. Do as much as you possibly can to create boundaries for yourself if you are the caregiver. And by that, I mean, you need to know, like, what is the point at which, okay, this is no longer healthy for me. And I need to make a decision to honor myself in my life for my family, my younger children. Brett and I decided when Bob moved in, we had this conversation in advance. And we both said, if this begins to take a toll on our physical health, our mental health, or the health of our bond and our relationship, we will, step one, try to find additional help who can come in the home with us. Step two was, if it continued to take a toll on us, then we would seek additional help for him. And eventually, that's what we needed to do. Eventually, his care became so overwhelming for us. It was taking a toll on our health. Brett's physical health, for sure. Started to take a toll on my mental health. That is for, oh gosh, yeah, it was taking a toll on my mental health. Absolutely. I mean, I didn't do a podcast during that time where I didn't cry. It was just so emotional. And we knew, like, now this is affecting our kids, and that's just not fair. And also, this is not what Bob would want. Like, that's an important piece. Like, what do your parents actually want? I'm saying this right now to my children. Don't move me into your home. Don't keep me alive longer than I need to be. Like, please. I don't know what kind of a pill you need to slip into my water bottle, but slip it in. Because I'm not having some stranger changing my diapers. I am not going to be living in a home where someone is not putting in like my little hair extensions and putting my makeup on or giving me lashes every day. No, I don't want to live that way. No. Mm-mm. Judge me all you want. I'm not doing that. I need to go out on top, look and fly. Those are my wishes. We also knew Bob's wishes. Bob's wishes were, I mean, he is all about family. He would be furious if he was of sound mind to know that he had moved in with us and that we were sacrificing so much to care for him. He would have been so angry because he always believed, like, no, you live your life. We don't want to be an inconvenience for you. And, you know, unfortunately, he got to a place where he didn't even know that that was happening. I want to share with you some things that you need to do. You need to know this now. Step one is you want to have these conversations before you're in the middle of a crisis. You need to know what the plan is before you need to have a plan. And the best way to do this is you've got to start with a conversation. And I know you're like, that is so awkward. It really isn't. I think I'm the queen of difficult conversations. And here's how I enter into all difficult conversations. I tell myself this is not that big of a deal. The second you start saying, like, this is going to be so awkward, this is going to be so uncomfortable, and I don't want to have this conversation or this confrontation. Hey, can I talk to you about, like, dude, be chill. Be chill about these things because it's not just one conversation. We're going to ease into this. We're going to make it real easy for you and for your parents and your siblings and everybody else. But the way we do that is by being chill, like just be chill about this. And I think one of the best ways to do this is to talk about like this friend of yours who is going through this thing. That's how I recently had, not recently, a couple years ago, had this conversation with my parents. A friend of mine had lost her spouse. He had just turned 50. And I was there when he passed and saw what she had to endure in the depth and darkness of her grief. And what she was having, the decisions she was forced to make, and the trying to figure out like where all of the financial records were and the bank accounts and the passwords and everything. There's so much that our loved ones need to know. And to put them through that while they're in the midst of a crisis, even if you're alive, but there's a crisis, like you end up in the hospital and you're incapacitated or your parents are incapacitated, like there's so much you need to know. So I think it's a great way to start this conversation is to say, hey, I had this friend who, or I listened to this podcast where this gal told the story and it just made me realize, and then you make it about yourself, right? Because I mean, you're probably over 30 years old. If you're over 30 years old, you just say, you know, just made me realize like, I don't want to do that to my friends and family members. So I was thinking like, I'm going to start putting all of these things together in one organizer. And mom or dad, I think you guys should do this too. We should do this together. There's the first conversation. Then you just keep entering into the conversation. Okay, so new habit alert. Now when I'm recording my podcast, that's what I'm using as my trigger to remind me to have my greens. So what I'm drinking right now contains ashwagandha, moringa, spirulina, chlorella, coconut water, wheatgrass, red beet, matcha green tea, turmeric, lemon, and prebiotic powder. There's no mess, there's no blending, there's no food processing. It's a powdered form, 100% organic. I put one scoop of Organifi greens powder into a big glass of sparkling ice. I stir it up. It tastes so refreshing. I'm not gonna lie, I add a packet of stevia because I like it super sweet. It's delicious. It's actually very refreshing. The superfoods that they pack into this drink are specifically designed to help you reduce your cortisol levels. Now, if you're stressed, you can improve your cortisol levels by having a green juice every day. The Organifi Greens drink it's very tasty. There is an acquired taste to it. It does have a little bit of a greens taste, a little bit of a minty taste. But if you don't love Organifi Greens, try another one of Organifi's products. I drink Organifi Pure mixed with Organifi Immunity every morning in my water bottle. That's for my immune system and my brain health. And I'm now having a greens drink in the afternoon. I want you to try the amazing line of Organifi products. They're all 100% organic. They're my favorites. They're convenient. They're delicious. So check it out. You get 20% off when you go to Organifi, Organifi.com/Shalene. It's Organifi with an I.com/Shalene for 20% off. Check out their line of products. And if you know that you could use more greens and you want a tasty, delicious alternative to pulling out the blender, try the Organifi greens juice. That's Organifi.com/Shalene. And then you just keep entering into the conversation. The next thing is you want to help them understand why. Why are we having this conversation? Sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes you might have a parent who's like, wait, why do you need my bank account number? What is it you want with our trust account? And they could feel like, A, you think that they're about to die, or B, they could feel like you're trying to get to their money, or C, they feel like you're trying to control them. So explain to them the why. For my parents, I said, I know you guys know how busy all of us kids are. And I know you would never want to burden us with like figuring out like what needs to be sold, what needs, where your properties are and your bank accounts and who's in charge of what. And, you know, something could happen, like an accident could happen. They've happened before. And I just think it would give us so much peace of mind to know that we know where everything is and what your wishes were and what your wishes are. Should something happen to one or both of you? I assume you guys want us to have that kind of peace. And they were like, absolutely. So that's how we started getting that process and starting that conversation. And you know what it did? It really opened up the dialogue with them. Like my parents, God bless them, they are young and vibrant and fun and they are living their best life. They are wilder than you. I promise you that. They have more fun than Brett and I and my brothers and sister and their siblings put together. Like these two are living their best life. However, they're also of a certain age and they had so much stuff. And it allowed us to have the conversation, just an honest conversation, and to say, Mom, you know, like, I know, like, you have your great grandmother's table and dining chairs. And I love all those things for you. And I have photos and videos of all of them. So I'll always treasure them, but I don't want them. And you have so much stuff. You guys have so much stuff. I think it's important that you start making your life more simple. Like, what do you think about downsizing? What do you think about like maybe hiring somebody now, like when it's not an emergency? Because like right now, let's just face it, if something were to happen, it would take myself and my siblings probably like 3 months just to get through the stuff in your basement. Everyone has a basement in the Midwest. And eventually they were like, you know what, you're right. And it took some time of having this conversation over and over that they, without judgment and listening and being empathetic, asking open-ended questions, that we were able to, they kind of came to that decision, they believe, on their own and started to downsize and sell all those things and use that money to do other fun things like while they're alive, you know? That's my next tip, is when you have these conversations, ask open-ended questions like, hey, so I'm just curious, like, what are your thoughts on like end-of-life care? What are your thoughts on that? What are your wishes? Just allow the conversation to happen and ask questions so that it can help to open up their eyes to alternatives without forcing it on them. Timing is everything. Just keep dropping like little hints so that the conversation becomes more natural and less like from left field. And lastly, I encourage you to do this now. Like set a date where you're going to hold yourself accountable and start that conversation. If you don't start it now, I'm telling you, some crisis is going to happen and emotions run high and family members' emotions run high. And oh man, the things that people will say and do when that's happening can just tear families apart. It's deep, it's complex, it's emotional. Your siblings have a different relationship with your parents than you did. They have a different interpretation of even what your childhood was like. They've got their own lives. They've got spouses, perhaps, that have a different version of how things should go and different motives. I mean, it's just so freaking complicated, and it makes it a million times worse and that much harder and more stressful and overwhelming if you're having to talk about these things and figure them out in the middle of a crisis. Unfortunately, that's what we had to do in Bob's situation, and it really took a toll on all of us. It was one of the most exhausting experiences of our lives, and we're still going through it. Bob is in memory care now. We found an amazing facility for him. If you want me to do an updated episode about all things Alzheimer's, I'd love to do that. I mean, I've done tons and tons of episodes. I'm going to link to past episodes. They're all on audio, but I'll still link to them here beneath this episode so you can listen to those episodes. They're really important, I think. But we're still in the middle of it, you know? And so much of it now is, it's quieter, even though his disease has really advanced. There's a part of that that makes it easier. And there's a part of that that makes it hard too. I'd be happy to do an episode. You just tell me like what specifically I could answer for you specifically about Alzheimer's or what information you're struggling with. And I would be happy to help there. I mean, we really, as I do, like dug in deep and just did all the research. And I encourage you to do the same. Like, listen, I don't know why I'm saying that, because I'm preaching to the choir. That's who you already are, or you wouldn't be listening to this episode. You're the person who already is listening to all the podcasts. You're reading all the books. You're doing the work and you're finding the experts. And I just want to commend you because you are way further ahead than most people. They just are like, oh my God, this is happening. They don't even realize that there's so many experts out there that can make this easier for you. In fact, I found a couple of things I want to share with you as references. One is a couple of different books that they're not books. They're almost like pamphlets, like little like notebooks that you can send to your parents and or you can fill it out with them that gives all of the information like bank account numbers and passwords and are they paying their bills? Are they paying them online? Are they paying them by writing out a check in a checkbook and mailing it off? Like these things that you need to know now in case something were to happen and all of this lands in your lap and then you would be forced to be a detective when you don't have time to even do this stuff in your own life. But let me tell you, you won't have a choice if a crisis happens tomorrow. So be proactive. I'm going to link to a book or this little notebook that I found on Amazon. I think it's called I'm Dead, Now What? It's got a really funny title. And also a great guide, a reference that I found on Etsy that basically is the same kind of thing, but you can just download it right now on your computer. I'll link to that. I think it's like $15. I think the books on Amazon were under $15 too. But you have to figure out, like, is it appropriate for you to send this to your parents? Will you ever get it back? Or do you actually need to sit down with them and like maybe you order one for yourself and go through it with them on the phone or doing a Zoom? There's lots of fun ways to do this, but only you know what's like actually going to work with your parents. So I encourage you to do this now. Like this will, I've talked to so many people who are like, Shalene, when you mentioned that in a previous podcast, I can't even tell you, like 2 months later, that saved our lives. It literally made things so much easier. I mean, you can even talk about like their wishes at end of life. It gives you the prompts to have the kinds of questions and ask the kinds of information that just isn't common sense. And it can be really uncomfortable at times. So I think these notebooks, these guidebooks are a godsend. Like I said, I don't know how this happened because I'm still barely out of high school. And I know you are too. Like, we are so freaking young. How did this happen? I don't know. But here we are. We're young, we're cute, we're adorable, and we want our lives to continue to be cute. And in order to do that, we need to be proactive. I'm just trying to keep things light because, yeah, it does kind of suck. It just sucks. You know, you just look at your parents someday and you're like, oh man, when did they get old? I don't look at my parents that way. I do not. I swear. They're aging in reverse. And I hope I am too. Listen, I love you. I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon.